Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists in the area. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good, good, good. You know, it is a Monday, so it's the start of a new work week.
Yes.
So I see you've been in business since 2017, so congratulations on that. And, you know, I know Mary went over a little bit of the program with you. Do you have any questions for me other than pricing that I can answer for you?
Well, I want to get into the fun part because that will determine where we go from here.
Of course, of course. And let me start off by asking as well, when it comes to getting new clients or your marketing, what are you currently doing right now?
Well, I have a website up for advertisement. I am using other platforms, so yeah.
I did see your website, by the way. It is a nice website, absolutely. And let me take a look here. Okay. So this is an exclusive listing. We are looking to work with one construction company in the area. As soon as we start working with your company as well, we do close out the position. So we don't work with any of your competitors, okay? Now, our company name is Local Splash. We've been in business for 18 years. We have an A-plus rating and accredited with a Better Business Bureau. We also are a Google Premier Channel Partner company as well. So we're only one in 40 companies in the United States that are able to say that. And that's exactly how we get these results over to you. It is first page placement on Google. Are you somewhat familiar with how that works?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So just to briefly touch up on it, you do get approximately 15 keywords. Those keywords are going to be of services that you offer. So like construction, remodeling, interior, painting, whatever services you do offer, you're going to pick those. So when somebody in your area looks up any of those words, your business is going to pop up on the first page of Google. Now, 9 out of 10 people go on Google to search for business, and 90% of the business is done on the first page of Google. So I'm sure you could see how that would benefit your business, right?
Yes.
Perfect, perfect. Now, there's also going to be initial content creation on Bing for you, voice recognition with Alexa and also Siri. And then there's also going to be directory submission to the 60-plus directories out there of your company's information, which includes Yelp, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, Better Business Bureau, and so on and so on. Okay. Now, Facebook ads will be included for you also. So these, we've seen great returns when it comes to construction companies when somebody is searching for one of your services in your area and then they later go on Facebook. They're going to see an ad to click to call you directly. And all of this is going to be tracked as well in a tracking system. So you're going to be able to see how many people have searched those keywords. Also, the new jobs of the clients that you received, the location that these keywords were searched. So everything is tracked, and you're going to be able to add or change keywords as needed on the app, okay?
And this is separate and apart from the existing website?
Yes. So what's going to happen is that since it's going to be an app that handles everything, it's apart from the website that you currently have now. Okay.
Okay.
Now, for the cost, it is a month-to-month service. There is no contracts. She did apply a discount for you as well. So you are looking at a flat rate of $249 a month. There is a one-time setup fee of $99. So your total initial investment today is $348. Okay. Now, I know I said a lot. Do you have any questions for me?
My question is, with what you're selling, right?
Mm-hmm.
How guaranteed is it?
So since we are partnered with Google, Google does not allow us to give any type of guarantees. But we've been in business for 18 years already. As I did mention, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau for our client satisfaction rating. It's a 4.9 among all of our clients. So we are very confident that we can do this for you just based off of our credentials on that end, since we are a Google Business Profile or a Google Business Channel partner. So getting all this done for you is something that we do on a daily basis. It's not an issue. But let me tell you also the timeline so you can understand a little bit about how everything works. So from when you sign up, it takes approximately 1 to 3 days to set up a client onboarding interview where you're going to meet with the account manager that's going to go over all of your business details to make sure that everything is accurate and also, of course, inform you how the whole service works. In 5 to 7 days is when you're going to see your reporting dashboard as well as the directory submissions to your business. And approximately 7 to 14 days is when you're going to see those Facebook ads. And it takes approximately 30 to 45 days to get your business on the first page of Google. We have seen it sooner. You do already have a Google Business Profile, so it does make the process quicker, but it is approximately 30 to 45 days. That's what we like to say.
So, it is going to take me 2 months, 2 payments before I get onto the system for customers to see me. Why I ask these questions is because I've been here before.
Mm-hmm.
Here, you know, with Yelp.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then promised that they could do this and they could do that. And after a few months, and paying how much money to them, I still didn't get up to now not even one job from their system.
Okay. Yeah.
And I've done it with others too. So, pretty much what you're telling me right now is, to me, is more of the same.
Not necessarily.
Though I want my business to be seen and to have the presence so that I can benefit, and I am willing to pay for it. But oftentimes when I talk to people who are telling me these types of dreams, that's all they are. And now that's all they work out to be, dreams. Because they have never manifested it to become reality for me.
So what Yelp does, first of all, is different than what we do. So for Yelp, you need to actually go on the Yelp app for you to come across your business. When it comes to what we do first page placement on Google. Let me just ask you, when you're looking for a restaurant or when you're looking for a service, where do you go to look for that? Where do you search go ahead.
When I'm searching for restaurants, I just ask you to find me one, closest one to me.
Yes, but what search engine do you use? Do you use Google?
Well, Siri uses Safari, so I use Siri.
Okay, how about if you're on the road? Do you still use Siri?
Yeah.
Okay. So 9 out of 10 people use Google. So your business is still going to pop up on Siri as well, because we do Amazon, Alexa, also Siri. But 9 out of 10 people go on Google. So most people go on Google. They don't go on Yelp. You know, I don't go on Yelp when I'm looking for a construction company. I've never, ever gone on Yelp for a construction company. I have done for restaurants, but never for construction. Now on Google, when somebody types in remodeler, construction company, your business is going to pop up on the first page of Google. So I can't sit here and guarantee you first page placement because, as I did mention, Google doesn't let us do that. And also, Google, there is a product called Google Guaranteed, which is a completely different topic, and it costs more money as well. That's a new product that Google did come out with. But getting you on the first page placement is not a problem for us. That's why we do month to month, so you can see that we're actually working for you. Getting you on the first page of Google, which I did say is approximately 30 to 45 days, that's the process that every business has to follow when it comes to first page placement, because it is a process. It's not something that just happens right away. I don't know how Yelp works on that end, but I know when it comes to Google and the companies that they put on the first page, it does take a couple to a few weeks to get that going. That's why we always say, please at least give us 2 months to prove to you that we can make this work for you. And I did do a quick search as well for a remodeling company just in the past 30 days in your area. There was approximately 1,200 searches that were done just in the past 30 days. So the demand is definitely there. Getting new clients is not going to be an issue. And I'm sorry, whatever you dealt with Yelp, you know, I have not heard great things when it comes to Yelp, especially because of some of the practices they do. But, you know, we're not Yelp. We're absolutely not Yelp. And just give us a chance to prove that to you. That's pretty much all I'm asking.
Yeah. All right. You want me to give you a chance to prove it? Give me some time to think about it.
So giving you time to think about it, for me, you know, it's not an issue. The only thing is that we are calling construction companies in your area since this is an exclusive listing. As soon as the position closes out, it's not going to be available anymore. That's the only concern that I would have on your end. If this is, if you're looking to get more clients, if you're looking to get more business, this is pretty much
so
the opportunity.
What you're saying to me is that with all the construction companies that is in my area, and they're like, I know there are more than 100 of them around here. You are not working with any of them on in my area right now.
We are not. No, the position opened. It opened up over the weekend, so that's why we're looking to fill it today. And it's actually in a 50-mile radius that we are calling their construction companies. And then, as I did mention, when it closes out, it closes out. We're not allowed to work with your competitors. That's something that Google doesn't allow us to do either. We have to follow certain credentials that Google allows us to do because they have, you know, their rules and regulations. I mean, it's Google. I'm sure you would understand.
Okay. So with your service, it is separate and apart from the website, and it is going to do pretty much the same thing that the website does, right? Or more?
Sorry, I want to make sure I understand your question. You're saying that the web. Okay, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that question?
Your service. It is doing the same thing that my website is doing now and more. So, and it is going to run alongside and the website. All right.
So the website is just a website. So a website is basically, you know, if you have clients that already know your name, and they're able to look up the company and then they can see your website, that's what a website would be for, which is great. We also can build a website if you'd like us to. I mean, the one you have, I think it looks nice, but we can always do that for you. But what we actually do is marketing for the business. So when somebody is actively searching, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. So when somebody is actively searching for one of your services, that's when your business is going to pop up on the first page of Google. And then there's going to be Facebook ads where they can click to call you directly. So, for example, if someone in your area is looking for flooring installation and they type that into the search bar, your business is going to pop up on the first page of Google. So it is first page placement. Since 90% of the business is done on there, that's how we would bring you more clients, because people are going to be actively, that want your services, they're going to be actively searching and they're going to come across your company. Now, obviously, this brings up another conversation as well. Since you are going to be up there with other companies, you also want your company to stand out. Having the website that you do, which you do have a nice looking website, that has you stand out. Having reviews from your clients, that has you stand, from your clients, that has you stand out as well. So, you also do get with us a review tracker where you're able to review all of your reviews. You can respond to your reviews as well. And there's also going to be a link that you'll be able to send out to your clients or past clients as well, so they can leave you reviews, because you obviously want to be a company that stands out apart from other companies as well, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So having a good website is great, and you do have one, by the way. It's nice. But this is marketing for your company. So people who are actively searching for your services, they see your company. Did that answer your question?
Okay.
Not sure if it was the answer of your question.
Yeah, I think,
are you, by any chance, is this a cell phone that we're talking on?
It is? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm hearing it now. Go ahead.
Oh, perfect. Is this a cell phone that we're talking on?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send you a text message right now. Let me know when you receive it, and open the link. It has the link to our company information and the pricing.
Okay. It's here with Local Flash.
Correct. So that's our company name. And if you go down a little bit, it's where you're going to see that we have 18 years doing what we're doing. We have over 10,000 clients, 4.9 average client satisfaction rating. If you scroll down a little bit more, that's where you see the Google Ads Partner. If you click on that little square that has the G, that's going to take you directly into Google, where it shows you on the actual Google website, it proves to you that we are partnered with them at the highest tier as well. And if you scroll all the way to the bottom, that's where you'll see we have an A-plus rating and accredited with the Better Business Bureau. But the packages that I'm going over with you, that I'm offering to you, is the Platinum package. That's the package that I'm saying that would be best for your business. You are receiving it at a discount at the $249 with just $99 setup fee, so it's already discounted for you, but that's the package that would be the best package for your business.
Okay.
So based off of the fact that it is a month-to-month service, you know, everything that we have gone over, what do you think? You want to give us a shot? I'm sorry, you cut off a little bit.
I want to, you know, get the presents that you're offering.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But
okay.
I'm just sort of skeptical in terms of, you know, buying more of the same.
Yeah, I think
know,
that's...
I mean, you have explained none of that already, but, you know.
I think that's a normal feeling. Sorry, go ahead.
I mean, yeah, I would love to, but
I think the feeling of being of hesitation and whatnot, I think it's a normal feeling, especially because you've been burned before by Yelp. It's like when you're in a relationship with somebody. Sorry, were you going to say something? No, I was just going to say, it's like when you're in a relationship with somebody and it goes terrible. And you start kind of thinking like, okay, do I want to do this again? Do I want to talk to somebody else again? And I mean, unfortunately, that's just how it is. You were burned before, so you are hesitant. But I mean, like it shouldn't stop you from trying over again. You know, we're not Yelp. We don't even do what they do. We do things differently. It's a completely different company, completely different service. And that's why we do month to month, you know, like just give us 2 months. Let us prove to you, because if we bring you at least 2 clients, I mean, it would pay for itself, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah. In your industry, we see great returns for our customers because some jobs can be really big jobs that they receive. And obviously, you know, it's all a profit for them. So all I would really need to do is just gather your basic information from you, and set up a time for you to meet with the account manager, get payment, send and email you all of the information that we went over, as well as your terms and conditions. That's basically all I would need to do on my end.
All right.
So I have your first name as Rebar, just like the company name, R-E-B-A-R. Is that correct?
Yeah, Rebar is mainly the company name, but that works for me.
Is that your first name?
No, it's not my first name.
Ah, okay. That's why I got it wrong here. Let me fix it. What is your first name?
My first name is Fitzroy.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Fitzroy.
Itzroy?
Fitzroy.
Okay. And F as in Frank, right?
Yes.
Okay. Fitzroy. And what is your last name?
Peel. Peel and Rebar is the same thing.
Okay.
Rebar come about.
So Fitzroy Rebar. Is that correct?
Fitzroy Steel. I'm just telling you that rebar and steel is the same thing.
Okay, hold on. I want to make sure I have everything correct then. For business name, I have...
Fitzroy Steel.
So
Steel is my name. Business name is FS Rebar Construction.
Correct. I got that down for business name. And then last name, when you said Steel, is it S as in Sam, E-A-L?
No, S as in Sam. T as in Tony, E as in Echo, E as in Echo, L as in Love, and E as in Echo.
Got it, Steel. Okay, perfect. All right. And then what is your email address?
I-T-Z-E-E-L-E at AOL.
Okay. And then this phone number that we're talking on, is this also your business line?
Yes.
Okay. All right, perfect. And then for your address, I have 4 Moses Way in North Truro, Massachusetts, 02652. Is that correct? Okay. Now... are you going to want anybody else other than yourself as an authorized user on the account?
No.
Okay. And the card that you're going to use, is it going to have your name on it or the business name?
Business name.
Okay. And this is the best phone number to reach you. It'll be English. And the services that you offer. So these are going to be those keywords that I was going over with you. What keywords do you want to pick?
I mean,
I would say remodeling is one of them. Okay.
Yeah, remodeling, renovation.
Okay.
You know, they might use either one. I mean, if they want to go for specific items or tasks, then they can maybe do, you know, framing, sidewall, so on.
Okay. Let me see, because I have some. On your website, you have window and door maintenance, carpentry services. Are all those services that you offer?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you want me to also put down the word construction?
Yeah.
Okay. And when you have your client interview as well, they're going to go over what keywords are searched for the most in your area also. So if some of those are services that you offer, you can pick those as well. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, what does your schedule look like for tomorrow? It is an hour window where they call you. We do ask as well that you put apart at least 40 minutes to an hour to go over with the account manager everything. So what time works for you tomorrow?
Hour to 45 minutes to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
How late do you guys work?
We work from your time. The latest would be between 6 to 7 p.m.
Okay.
Do you want to do 6 to 7 p.m.?
Yeah, I would rather to do that when I know I'm out of work.
Okay, so I'll do 6 to 7 p.m. tomorrow. And then for a Facebook page, do you have a Facebook page for the business?
I did open a Facebook page, I think, at one point, but I have never done anything with it because I am not a Facebook person.
Yeah, me neither. I'm not a really big Facebook person either, so I would assume you don't have a personal Facebook either?
I don't.
Okay. Now, would you be open to making a Facebook business page so we can get advertisement for you there as well?
Yes, if it's going to be beneficial to the business.
Yeah, absolutely, because we're going to run those Facebook ads for you. It's included in the pricing. It's going to bring you more business that way. So I'll put it down here in the notes that you don't have one, but you will be willing to get one. So if you can set one up by tomorrow before your appointment, that'd be great. If not, they can also help you set up a business page for you, okay? Now, you have your website already, so do you want to keep the current website that you have now, or do you want us to build one for you?
No, I'll keep the one that is there.
Perfect. And now, you are able to...
Before you move along, if you should build one, is that going to fall under the same price?
If we build a website for you, it's included. You don't have to pay for it. We can build you a website and we can maintain it for you on a monthly basis, and that's included. There is no extra cost.
Yeah.
So do you want us to build you one, or do you want to keep what you currently have?
Well, we can change that further on, right?
Yeah, you can change. If you want us to build a website for you in the future, we can do that for you because it's included. But I mean, it's up to you if you want to think about it tomorrow when you meet with your account manager. If you want us to build one for you, just let them know, and I'll put it here in the notes as well, and we can build one for you. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, there is the call.
That one more question, sorry.
No, you're okay.
If we are building a new website, right? Would you need the domain name from the existing one?
So if you want to use the domain name that you all currently have, as long as you own the domain name, we can use your domain name and build a website, or we can make a new domain name for you and build your website. You have those two different options.
Okay.
Now, if you have control of the website that you have, if you own that website and have the rights for it, we can also maintain your website for you. You just have to give us access to it. And by maintaining it, we would be updating the pictures for you. If you need us to update any information on there, we can do that for you as well. So you have that option if that's a route that you want to go as well.
Okay. And this is at no extra cost.
It's at no extra cost. It's included in the service. Do you want to think about that and get with the account manager tomorrow?
I'll give that some thought.
Okay. So I'll put everything here in the notes, and tomorrow when you meet with the account manager, they'll ask you what you want to do, and then you can just go from there. Okay? Now, you have the call tracking and the application. All of that's included as well in the cost. Now, some people don't want to add it. Would you like to add it to your services?
What's that? I can explain that to me.
What that means is when call tracking, yes. So you're going to be able to track all of the calls that you have received to your business. All of the calls are recorded as well. It also eliminates spam calls because they do have to press a number to get directed to your business. But the calls still directly go to your phone. It's just a cool feature that we offer, which is included.
Okay.
Would you like me to include that? Okay. Now, for your hours of operation, what days and times are you open?
From Monday through Friday.
Okay.
From 8 to 4:30. You can call it 5 because I'm there till 5, working till 5 most times. So you can say I'm 8 to 5.
Okay. Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, okay. And then close.
Yeah.
Okay. Close Saturday and Sunday. Okay. And then
I do like estimates and so on the weekend, but that's by appointment.
Okay, so let me put that down, estimates on weekends by appointment. Okay. Now,
during the week, you know, I do that during the week just the same, but on weekends, then it's by appointment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got that down. And you are able to pick the targeted cities, counties, and or zip codes that you want to target. So it's up to you what you want to use, but what areas do you offer it? I do see on the website I have North Truro, Brewster, Provincetown, and Harwich. Is that all of the locations that you service, or is there more?
There is... Well, it's from Provincetown, North Truro, Wellfleet, Eastham, Orleans.
Let me make sure I get the spelling correct for these. Did you say Wellfleet?
Wellfleet. Wellfleet. Wellfleet.
Okay, let me look at...
Where are you operating out of?
We are in Southern California in Orange County. Not sure if you know that area. We're by LA, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so I got you down on the Wellesley, Massachusetts, or Wellesley, spelled a little different there. Yes, Wellesley, right?
No, it's not S. It's F. F-L-E-E-T. Wellesley. So W-E-L-L, well. And then fleet. F as in Frank. L as in love. E as in echo. E as in echo. T as in tango. Put those together. Wellesley.
Oh, got it. Okay. Wellesley. Got it. Okay. Right. Thank you. Okay, got that down. Wellesley. And what were the other cities?
Yeah, Truro. Truro is spelled T-R-U-R-O. Truro, North Truro. Then I have East Ham.
East? Easton? E-A-S-T-O-N?
Oh, Easton?
Uh-huh. Easton? E-A-S-T-O-N?
No, it's E-A-S-T-H-A-M. East, as in North, South, East and West. East, and you just put your favorite meal on it, ham.
Okay, got it. Okay. Okay.
You like ham, right?
Yes, East and ham, like the food.
East ham.
Okay, got it. All right, East ham. And what other cities?
Then Orleans.
Let's get the spelling for that as well.
New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
Like in New Orleans, but no new, just Orleans.
Just Orleans. Perfect. That one was on the easier side. Okay. Now, am I missing? I'm going to go over everything that I have. Let me know if I'm missing anything. Okay. So I have North Truro, Brewster, Provincetown, Harwich, Wellesley, East Ham, Orleans, and Truro. Correct?
So oh, you had Harwich in it already. Even though I go to those parts, I was going to add the Dennis.
Add what? I'm sorry?
Dennis.
Let's get the spelling for that as well, please.
D-E-N-N-I-S.
Oh, just like the name. Okay. D-E-N-N-I-S. Perfect. Okay. Any other city?
No.
Okay. So I have that down. I have your client interview time. You said the credit card is going to be under the company name, right?
Correct.
Now, the billing for the credit card, is it the Four Moses way?
All right.
Okay. And then what type of card will you use?
I think it's a Visa.
Okay. And I am ready whenever you are.
Oh, so this is, now is the time I pay.
Yes. And then I'm going to email you and text you over the invoice and the terms and conditions and everything that we just went over, and then you meet with our account manager tomorrow in the evening. And we start the process for you today. So you'll be up and going pretty soon.
It's 4062-0804. 00100044005.
Okay, and then the expiration?
923.
And the security code?
509.
509?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we are going to ask you a security question every time we call you as well, so you know it's us that is giving you a call. You have three questions to pick from. You can either do mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Yeah.
Is there one in particular that you would like to pick? Okay, and what city is that? Can you hear me? Okay, perfect. Sorry, I thought you cut off for a second. Okay, so I got Kingston down. Now let me update that. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to put in all everything we just went over for you as well. Okay. It's all loading for me right now, so give me 1 second while I submit everything. How is the weather like over there?
Demon.
We're hitting over 100 degree temperatures over here for the past, I think, 2 weeks already. So I can't wait till it's wintertime. I hate the heat.
I have a far way to go.
I know. My son asked. I know. My son was asking me if it was winter already, and I said, no, we're far away from that. Okay, so let me make sure I have everything correct. So you should be receiving emails and text messages. Let me make sure it's going through on my end. Okay. So, let me make sure it sent you the actual text messages. You should be receiving them shortly, so give me 1 second. Have you gotten a text message yet? Can you check on your phone? It takes a while to load on my end at times.
No, just the one that you sent me, nothing else.
Okay.
You mentioned something about the app earlier. What is that app called?
The app, you're going to receive all the information for the app. It's going to be the Splash app, and I'm going to send you over an email with a video explaining to you how to use the app. So you're going to get you're going to get your credentials for that in approximately 3 to 5 days, because we do need to set everything up for you. So, so all of that, the account manager is actually going to go over into detail with you on how all of that works. So you'll have the option to, talk to her about it more tomorrow or him tomorrow. It depends who your account manager is going to be. You should have, it's taking a little bit to load on my end. Let me contact my manager. Give me a second. Because it went through on my end, I just need those text messages to be sent out to you. Okay, I'm having my manager check right now because you should have received the text and email. So,
yeah, I didn't check email, but I checked that there was no text.
You should. You're gonna get the text as well. So I'm just checking with him right now. I had the same issue on Friday. It was a system issue, and then we just resent it out. So she's checking right now, and she'll get back to me. But what was I going to tell you? Looks like everything is pretty accurate on our end as well. And I have you down for tomorrow between 6 to 7. So let me, while she's checking that, I'm going to send you over the email. Oh, okay.
What did you say your name was again?
My name is Laura. And I'm going to send you a text message now with my account, my actual information. Okay. So you should receive my text message. I just sent you one. It has my name, our phone number, and my direct extension. And then you should have received our welcome text message already. And then your invoice, text message, and all of that, where I'm working on it right now to get it sent over to you.
So the contact, please contact me at Laura. That's your contact information.
Correct. So the main number, which is the 877, that is our main line. And my extension is 9270.
Okay.
And then go ahead.
No, I'm saying if something is not going to, according to as you have all explained just now, then I can call extension 9270 and scream at Laura.
Yes. Yes, and then also, you'll also get your account manager's information and all of that as well. So it'll you can contact us there. But I'm still waiting also for the terms and conditions to be sent over to you. I think what happened was because your card expires in 2 months, so that's why we're fixing it on our back end right now. So just give me 1 second as I wait for it to be sent over. I'm checking to see if it already got sent.
Yeah, but when I get the new card, then it's just updated, so that shouldn't stop your information from coming through.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't stop it at all. It's not an issue. I'm waiting to get the terms and conditions sent over to you. Through email, you should have received already the email if you want to check that real quick to make sure. And then I'm going to text you over right now the terms and conditions. So if you can click on that link, I'm going to send it to you right now. Give me 1 second. Okay, I just sent you over the link, so if you can open up the link and let me know when you're there, please.
local, yeah, I'll open the link. What am
Correct.
I looking for?
So these are the terms and conditions. This is basically letting you know what we went over for first page placement on Google, directory submission, your Facebook ads for you as well. If you go all the way down, the only thing I need you to click is going to be the I certify that I am authorized, and then type in your name all the way at the bottom and just confirm the signature.
You said I certify.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to click on I certify, it would mean that I would have to read all of this.
Yeah, you click on the I certify. If you want to take your time to read it, I can wait here as well. It's completely up to you. It's basically going over everything that we went over, the cost breakdown for you as well, which is the $249 monthly. You have the one-time setup fee of your $99. Your cancellation there that you can cancel at any time. We just ask that you cancel 3 days before your billing date so we can get everything processed for you. And then, as I did mention, it goes over your first page placement on Google, submitting your directory information, your business information to the directories. That's also going to be the Facebook ads for you included as well. And it's basically going over everything that's included. And all you got to do is type in your name at the bottom and confirm the signature, and then we are done. So take your time. Just let me know when you got it down so I can make sure it's done on my end, and then we can get everything going for you.
Asking now for username and password.
Correct. That's going to be your account information, which you are going to be receiving within the next few days. So everything is good on my end. Right now that we get off, I'm going to send you another email to confirm your client interview time tomorrow between 6 to 7 p.m. You have my account number. You have my direct line. So if anything, any questions, please give me a call, and I'll answer them for you. I'm here till 7 o'clock your time.
So create a username and password. I do nothing until I get the information.
You don't have to worry about that until they give you your account info, which will be within the next 3 to 5 days. Okay? Now, do you have any questions for me? Anything that I can answer for you?
I think that would be all for now.
Okay. So you have, I'm going to send you over that email, and you have, yes, and you have my extension. So please call me if anything comes up, but regardless, tomorrow we'll speak with you between 6 to 7 p.m., okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much, Fitzroy, and you have a good rest of your day.
Yes, sir.
Thanks. Bye.